Good evening. Once again, my neighbors, it's awesome to be here once again in your presence. And we greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray that you are here to worship in spirit and in truth. Is that all right? All right. Now, I didn't come to lecture you, didn't come to hinder you. I just come to give you some medicine. Anybody sick? I'm going to ask that question again because I didn't get the right response, because you don't go to the hospital if you are not sick. And last time I checked, every one of us have issues in this church. Every one of us have the issue called sin, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so anybody needs some medicine today? All right. That medicine is the word of God. I want to first of all thank Trinity for doing an awesome job of being our neighbors. I'm thinking about it. Has this been my third time? Second time? Somewhere. But we've had a book club, and I think, Sister Wilson, how many? Three, four books? We've studied together. Our relationship began out of default, if you will, because of the social injustice that happened, and our relationship has built. So I just want to commend the two churches for working together. But Trinity, I think it's time that you guys got to make your way on down to 1200 South Hole Street real soon. I know that we are definitely still looking to a prayer walk, but we know it's a little warm outside. But the earlier the better, hopefully before football season, because we know it'll have to be on Sunday evening, possibly, and not Saturday. I just want to acknowledge my church body that's here, your brothers and sisters in Christ from St. Mark. If you just raise your hand, we have our brother and our elders, our deacons are here. Our pastor emeritus, who was our pastor for 31 years, he's here with us, and his beautiful wife, my beautiful wife and daughter are here. All God's children, can you give yourselves a hand? We even have two of our members, one, let me get it right, 90, and the other one will be 93 this week, right? Amen. This week they are here, and we just want to acknowledge them for being here on tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. How much time I have? I'm a Baptist preacher. All right. So we want to visit a very familiar passage of scripture tonight. That comes from Matthew, the 28th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 16. I think most of us should know 19 and 20 by heart. If you are about the Great Commission, that's where it comes from. And again, y'all know me by now. If you say amen or you talk back to me and call a response, I'll hurry up and sit down, or I'll say one more thing and I'll try to move out of the way. Cause ice cream is real good right now. We do also have one of our ministers, two of our ministers, three of our ministers, of the gospel are here with us. We're so happy that you guys came out as well. Matthew 28 chapter, beginning with verse 16, it reads, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you all way," because there's only one way, even unto the end of the world. Amen. 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 I want to commend the choirs for coming together. And did they sound good? No, y'all wasn't too convincing with that. Did they sound good? They sound all right? I want to use for the subject today simply what it is, the Great Commission. I want to remind us just what the church exists for. Pastor, we thank you, right, for the invitation, always the hospitality that you've given us. We were here with you all on the men's breakfast just a couple of sundowns ago. You know, I hear people often say that they are not in the business of church. And you don't have to go to church to be saved. Y'all heard that before? Well, it's true. But if you're saved, you go to church. Today, as after service, I usually go home and get a nap, but I thought that I might look over scripture to see what thus says the Lord to have for this evening. Even though we've been studying, God sometimes switches it up on me. And today I sat as I wondered, what was Jesus's mandate for the church? Because on the outside looking in, we have far too many secret societies that are really social and saving country clubs that are posing as churches that are in business, but not the Father's business. Why do I say that? Well, most churches, if we were to be real, don't practice what we preach. We're not operating in the manner that we have been designed, originated to operate. You know, the day I watched church over in Oregon. Anybody from Portland, Oregon? Y'all, you know, Oregon, no ducks. It's raining outside. You'd be in a good place. But I was watching the U.S. track and field championships, and I watched the 400 meter women. And the three that qualified was having church. They were being about the Great Commission. What do you mean? Well, all of them that won gave credit to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They were bearing witness to a world that seems to have forgotten who He is. All of their talents, all of their efforts, they were giving all of the glory to God. Too many saved folk, for one reason or another, tend to hide their faith in the closets. Don't want to, want folk to know who they belong to on their jobs. They don't want people to really know who they belong to in their neighborhoods. They don't really want folks to know who they belong to at the game, because most of the lifestyles that are in the church are in a conflict. When we go out and eat, most of us secretly, quietly thank Him for His provision. We tell Him thank you in silence, but when you know Him, come here somebody, and you are not ashamed of Him. See, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that this world is in a bit of trouble. All you got to do is turn on the news. And it don't make any difference who's the mayor, who's on the city council, who's on the county commission. If all of these churches, now watch this, technology is a wonderful thing. I just happened to Google. I just had a thought process because I remember that at one point in time, City of Montgomery is in the Guinness Book of World Records for most churches within a square mile capital. And I Googled it, and I found out that there were 10,429 churches in the Montgomery area. It listed, it may be wrong, it may be right, 13 Presbyterian in Montgomery, 23 in the area, including Millbrook and Prattville. Might be wrong. It listed 108 Baptists, not including Southern Baptists, right here in Montgomery. And I say that because right down the street, 250 South McDonald, the county jail, is overrun with young men and young women who don't know who Jesus is. They've never been presented the gospel, and so we've left them out of the Great Commission, which says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. We are overrun with crime. I'm pretty sure, I know last week, I didn't have a chance to really look at the news this week, but I did see there was a shooting or something over at Sam's. Last week, I know there was 5, maybe 7 shootings on the weekend, and there was a whole lot of fireworks where you were in your house, and you didn't know whether it was gunshots or fireworks. Can I get a witness? And so we are existing, and we are not presenting the gospel, and but we're presenting religion and no doctrine, mixed with no testimony. So we are presented with young folk who have no faith. And instead of being filled with the gospel, they're filled with anger. And they mimic what we have allowed with all of these churches, with all of these Christian communities we have allowed any kind of song to be played on the radio, any kind of video to be played on the TV, but we have 10,000 churches in our community, and it's all right. Y'all mighty quiet in here. You ever been to Chick-fil-A? Anybody been to Chick-fil-A? Y'all ain't been, just a few, you know, it's okay. Let me ask it a different way. Have you ever been to Chick-fil-A and they were out of chicken? Anybody can? I just need a witness. Can? Well, it makes no sense to go to church and there's no presence of the Holy Spirit. There's no presence in our city and there's no presence of the Holy Spirit in our sanctuaries. Because you can't come here and get filled with the Holy Spirit and go out there and show no sign of it. If this is a church right here, and it's a church down at 1200 South Hall Street, we should be practicing what we are preaching. And if we're not preaching the gospel, we need to take down the steeples and call it a social and savings club where we just meet, greet, have ice cream, and go home. Oh, I forgot dues, right? That's what social. The Bible says that Jesus came and spoke to his disciples 3 days after he was pronounced dead. And he approaches his disciples saying, all power, not some power. In the Greek, that means all authority. You know the thing I like about Jesus? Is that before Jesus did anything, before he delegates authority, before he delegates power, he often demonstrated his power. He often demonstrated his authority. He told them that I have all power, but you have to remember, at the same time, he went around showing them what it meant to have authority. He went around showing them what it meant to have power. He went to Jairus' house. Can I walk the scripture just a little bit? He went to Jairus' house and he walked in and there was a little girl that was dead and he laid hands on her and said, rise up. Y'all remember that? There's another time where he walked to the grave of Lazarus and asked Lazarus to come forth. He had just called him by his name and he got up. And then there was another time that he told the professional fishermen to let down your nets on the other side. And they let down their nets and they had more fish than they could handle. In other words, they had an overflow. Then there was a time that he got into another boat and went to sleep in the hinder part of the sheep. And y'all know the story. And a storm broke loose, like kind of like what we had just a little while ago when we didn't know that we whether we was going to make it or not. Amen. The storm broke out and he woke up after they came and got him. He told the thunder to hush up and he told the winds to be still. Then there was another time he showed authority where he went to a wedding and made the water blush because he wanted the fellowship to keep going. Then there was a time on Jericho Road. Y'all remember he told the blind man that he now could see. And then there was the woman with the issue of blood that he didn't even have to get near him. All she had to do was get close enough to him in the atmosphere and touch the hem, H-E-M, of his garment, and then she was made whole. He often demonstrated his authority, and then he delegated. You got to be able to back up what you preach. And y'all remember who Ali was? Muhammad Ali? Y'all remember what his saying was, what he's most noted for? I float. Y'all forgot. I float like a butterfly and I sting like a bee. What was his name? Oh, y'all got it. See, y'all remember. Some folk do a whole lot of talking, but they provide no action. If you talk it, then you should. Y'all help me. I told you I was a Baptist preacher. If you talk it, then you ought to walk it. All power is given to them. Now watch this. The devil, because we give him too much credit, he doesn't have any power. The devil is a user. Watch me now. He doesn't have any power, and if he wants to get in the pulpit, he has to come through me. I have to allow him to come. If he wants to get in the choir, he just can't jump in the choir. You have to allow the Spirit to dwell within you, and then he's in the choir. If he wants to stand at the door, guess what? He has to go. Matter of fact, he's in here right now, sitting on one of the pews. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at your neighbor. But somebody did bring him to church. If he wants to lie, he'll use your mouth. He lost all his power on Calvary. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Y'all remember that? He used death, but he can't use death no more, so he has no more power. He ain't nothing but an old empty wagon. And if you resist him, he will take flight. And best believe he's like a cat. He will land somewhere else and on his own two feet. But Jesus, again, said, all power. You look at Matthew 6 and 18. He said, upon this rock I shall build my church. Every one of us in here is a church if you got faith. And he told us all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed. You don't have to have a lot, but a little dab, do you? Y'all forgot that, my bad. Every one of us in here, when we talk about church, every one of us that is a believer had to exit something. You came out of something and he called you in. Everybody in here is an ex. Y'all mighty quiet in here. I ain't going to call out to sin, but some of us were ex liars, ex-stealers, backsliders, ex-hormones. All of us, because the Bible again says all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us wrestle with temptation. So when we think about all I got to have is faith. See, I know some of us act like we've been holy all our life, but we messed up with our children. And some of us, watch this, mess with our children. Mess with our cats or our dogs. And that old you that you call X will soon, come on, mamas, where y'all at? That is all right. Is he bleeding? Is it broke? Mama, oh, you done pushed my baby down. We about to. We all sometimes are hypocritical and we'll lose our mask. And the real you shows up in the flesh if we allow it to. And the devil will be sitting there smiling at you, telling you, I just was waiting for the real you to show up. Has he done anybody like that before? Gotcha. I knew you weren't all that. And so would you understand what the church means? The church translated means that you are called out to something. Now, Jesus talked about delegating. Jesus is delegating. He makes it clear. And Genesis said, let us make man in our image. Didn't he say that? Which makes us an extension of him, which means that he was delegating. And he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, which means that we ought to look like our daddy. You ought to show some signs of God no matter where you are. And then he says, let him have dominion, meaning allow him to show his authority. Allow him to show his power. See, you ought to look like who produced you. Anybody in here look like Jesus? Anybody look like the Holy Spirit? Oh, I don't know. Anybody look like God? And we were created, those of us that are believers, to look like him. So guess what? There ain't no Presbyterian or Baptist. There ain't no black or white. Brother, we are all are God's children. And when we look at this thing, see, he places the authority to the church, which means the church can do one or two things. It can give life or it can destroy life. In other words, it can produce or it can take away. And I need you to understand, some of us are on life support. And if we're not on life support, we know somebody on life support. But you know how to give somebody on, who knows CPR? Y'all got your CPR card? Yeah, I know we just did a class down at the church and we had our two instructors right here. If you are in trouble, we have some certified people that can give you CPR in here. You know what our CPR is? Prayer. Prayer. I'm going to say it again because y'all, we went through, it's prayer. It gives you the power. It is your authority. It confuses the devil. That's why he don't ever want you on your knees. If you learn how to pray, then he won't spend so much time coming at you. See, much prayer, you have much power. And if you have much power, again, that means you have much authority. And all this is happening in our city if we were to get together and pray. Watch this. He told us when we were to pray, he said, our Father who out in heaven. Y'all remember that? Is that in your Bible? See, prayer will change things. You can't stay depressed when you're praying. You can't be praying and be depressed, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you learn how to lean, I always talk about if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't pray. Because you have the power. See, the power of life and death is in what? Your tongue. And so you got to believe that when you pray, and pray right. You can't be praying these selfish prayers. Again, he says, our Father, which means he's not just your Father, but he's all of our Father. And once we grasp that, how many got more? I was the only child. Let me back up, because I was the only child and I got everything. But we didn't have nothing. How many of y'all brothers and sisters? Watch this. How many of y'all were the favorite? Oh, tell the truth and shame the devil, right? We might not have been the favor, but all of us were shown favor. All of us had things that we didn't deserve. Do you know that you have the power to destroy demonic strongholds when we pray? Racism can be destroyed when we pray together. Do you believe that? We miss so many opportunities when we pray our, watch this, selfish prayers. Lord, if you just help me out of this, I promise you. Anybody been there? Maybe it was late one Friday night. Maybe it was early one Saturday morning. If you just get me out of this right here, I promise you, Lord. And as soon as you get back on your feet, that's why you got to say, our Father, who art in heaven. We Dr. Cordell Wynn, who was the president of Stillman College, Brother Ass also attended, you know, y'all know Stillman is a Presbyterian funded school, and that's where I met my beautiful wife there. So y'all have a special spot in my heart. His slogan was, we can do better together. And that stuck with me. If I ain't learned that else in college, I learned that, and I learned how pretty she was. Amen. Amen. But when we start praying the same thing, we'll be on to something. When they got together on one accord later on in the book of Acts, the power of the Holy Spirit showed up. And watch this. Showed out. That's why your prayer got to be horizontal as well as vertical. You got to learn how to pray for your brethren while you praying to Christ. If you're going to follow him, you first must deny yourself. Y'all, pick up your cross. Start praying and fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters. Because if you can't fellowship down here, you ain't going to fellowship up there. God don't have just one child. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm in the family. I don't know. He gave the authority to his disciples. I'm almost finished. I told you I was a Baptist preacher, so y'all got to say, take your time. I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I'm about to close. Take your time, preacher. Hey! He gave the authority to his disciples, and he gave them all power. That means that the devil has no power if he's given you all power. We make it complicated. It's not complicated. All power. Ephesians 6 challenges us to put on the whole armor of God to protect us from the wiles. In other words, the methods of the devil. He's running up and down this earth trying to see who he's going to land in next. Y'all remember that story? Up and down the road. He's seeing who he can attack. And you used to pray every morning. Now you got a little weakness because everything is going your way. You don't pray as much. And he's waiting when that moment that you forget that morning, or don't you take it for granted that I prayed yesterday and I ain't got to pray today. He's slipping right in. That morning, you used to pray every night. Even if it was, now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake up, y'all remember that prayer? Even if you said that, but now you don't say it anymore. You're just too tired. You just get into bed. You used to pray before the provision of your food and thank you, God, for my food out in public. Now we just kind of go and eat because I'm showing up hungry. When you neglect the opportunity to have conversation with God, the one who gives you authority, you're weakened. Hello, somebody. And the devil is waiting for your weak spots. Now, whenever we surrender to him, we understand that all power is given unto you. Watch this. Not only down here, but the scripture says in heaven. Now, I don't care what goes on down here because that ain't a place that I'm trying to go. All right. Anybody want to go to hell? I'm going to mess y'all up there. The devil has no power anywhere but in. Jesus tells the disciples to go. In other words, if we were to break that word down, that means not just to have an event, not to do that. It means to go evangelize. Ooh, we got Marty. Go. Go means as you go. Not something you do on occasion. See, when he says go, that means you learn to present him and offer him. Y'all, see, do you know a man named Jesus? Oh, are you all right with me, brother? Can we pray together? Are you in need for anything? I know a man that he's a provider. Are you feeling a little down and out today? You're a little sick? Well, I know a healer. Can I present to him and can I pray for you? Go and evangelize. In other words, he said, go be a witness. Witnessing happens in two ways. It happens in your lifestyle and with your lips. And I'd rather see what you do than hear what you say. Because a whole lot of folk do a whole lot of talking, but they ain't saying nothing. Or it's, oh Lord. He told us that we are the salt of the earth. We're supposed to add flavor. So when I walk in the room, the atmosphere is supposed to change. And guess what? If it's full of hell, then they ought to be uncomfortable. And you ought to be all right with that. Because you've been called out and commissioned to change the atmosphere on your job. Change the atmosphere in your neighborhood. Change the atmosphere in your community. Because you are saved and the salt of the earth, because everywhere you go, somebody's watching you. Y'all don't believe it? See, I had to learn that I can't make y'all watch. They watch your face. You can't laugh at everything because they're gonna be looking at you. I can't believe the pastor laughed at that joke where you was laughing too. They watch and see if you wore the same socks this Sunday. Or they watching everything. They can tell because they'll witness that what you did. And so if you can witness what the pastor did, can you witness what God has done for you in your life? Let me help you. Who woke you up this morning? Who put food on your table? Who put clothes on your back? Who was a hedge of protection while you drove down here in the rain this evening? Who's going to be a hedge of protection on your way back? You didn't drive your car. Matter of fact, you're not really the co-pilot. You just at the wheel. Oh, I said I was almost finished. This is Jesus' last commandment, but it should be the church's priority. And if we're not prioritizing what the commission tells us to do, then we are, again, in need to take our steeples down. He gave this charge to the church with, watch this, no money, no programs, didn't even have a building yet. We must proclaim the gospel, the challenge, or it will become the great omission. I came to challenge each and every one of us as we are fellowshipping, brothers and sisters. Oh, we got some things planned. We've been planning for a while. Just take some time to develop relationships. Does that make sense? It takes time to develop trust. It takes time to be able to call and say, hey, what you doing? And it takes time. And one of the things we did when we came here is said, y'all remember that word we use? We were going to be intentional. That says a lot. Absorb means for them to do. Information without application keeps you from transformation. We're off to a good start. We really are. And it's great to sing together. It's great to fellowship together. But now it's time to go to work together. There's some projects that I know we've been talking about that we can join, do jointly. I'm looking forward to it. But my task here tonight is to challenge us to stay focused, because the devil will come as soon as we get to working like this. He will come to try to deter us. He will come and try to delay us. Oh, there's some giant obstacles over there, some big giants over there. Yeah, but he told us to go over there and possess that land. And we've got an area that is low in poverty, but heavily populated in a historic area with two great historic churches that are coming together. And I just believe that we can take this neighborhood. And then if we can take this neighborhood, we'll let the overflow. We talked today about the, what we talk about today, y'all forget, I ain't gonna, I better not put y'all on. About the lady that was getting ready to give up all hope. And she went to Elijah, and Elijah told her to do what? Go and borrow some empty pots. And she told her to go in there, and she went in there and closed the door, and told her, you know, just pour. And every time she poured, even though there was nothing there but a little oil, she had overflow, enough to fill up every pot, and then, watch this, take care of her house and live beyond. We might not have a whole lot between most of us, but if we put our two together, the overflow will happen, and we can take the city of Montgomery. You know, we don't have to move out. We can take and possess the land once again. Amen. Amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, shall we pray? Most Heavenly Father God, we thank you again just for this opportunity to render praise, render worship, to give a word. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to come here safely. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that this word permeates our mind, bodies, and spirits. Then as we go our separate ways, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless us, be a hedge of protection as we go, and being about your in obedience, your great commission, going ye therefore, teaching all nations, witnessing to them, not just by speech, but by our lifestyle. That these two churches come together will be an example for a whole city, and then a whole state, and then a whole nation. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.